Case number 12941, Keystone Novelties Distributors, seek a special use exception for a temporary tent sale, sections 115-32 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located east of Cedar Neck Road and north of Bethany Loop within the Salt Pond Plaza complex. The 911 address is 703 Bethany Loop in Bethany Beach. The zoning district is MR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 13, Parcel 88.12.
Is the applicant present?
Yes.
You may come forward.
And just to, for the board's benefit, the first three that are on this evening, those were ones that we heard on our meeting on May the 6th. However, it was discovered after the board had voted that night that there was a posting issue and that the dates were transposed. It was supposed to say 5-6 on the posting and it said 6-5. So because of that, we need to have rehear those cases. The record, we still have the record from the prior meeting that we can utilize, so we don't have to go through all of it again. Certainly, it may be good to refresh some recollection. I know Mr. Warfel and Mr. Corman were not at that meeting, that way we could at least have the opportunity to have that heard. We don't know if there was folks who would have normally have attended had they seen it that was on the 6th, so that's why we're rehearing it tonight.
Floor is yours, sir.
Thank you. My name is Fred Young. I'm here to represent Keystone Novelties.
And I'm going to swear you in first. So
that'd be fine.
You said your name's Fred Young, you said?
Yes.
And your address, please?
569 Lynn Drive, and that's in Greencastle, Pennsylvania, zip code 17225.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you. Actually, I've come to before you, before this board, a couple times in the last few years. I believe that this first one, or maybe it's the second one, I think I came for the first time 3 years ago, and at that time, the board was kind enough to grant a three-year special exemption to have that seasonal business. This year, we're asking for the same thing for these. So I think you have mostly everything in your packet. It sounds like you've talked about this last month, and certainly I'm here to answer any questions you may have and ask for your consideration to allow us to operate this business for the very brief period of July 21st, starting this Friday, June 21st until July the 4th. Your laws do require that these types of businesses can't operate beyond the later hours of July 4th. So we then close it down.
What are your hours of operation, sir?
Typical hours of operation on these is from 10 a.m. till 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. daily through the 4th of July. So it will close at 10 p.m. on the 4th, and they will start to box up the remaining product and move out.
Security? What type of security do you have?
So what we do is we have our clerks are trained. We do have also, in most of the locations, what we call Connex kind of, I guess for lack of a better term, lockable, I guess it'd be like a tractor trailer almost, that they can put extra product in there, lock it, keep it secure. We certainly do have, the tents are well marked with fire exits, no smoking, all that type of thing. And the point of sales are locked up every evening. There is somebody at the tent 24/7 because it's a tent and we can't obviously lock it and secure it that way. So somebody is required to be on site 24/7 from the point that the tent is operational until we close it.
Questions from the board?
Nothing's changed from the first time that we've heard this, right?
No.
And these are, I can't remember, are these tents staked down or are they, how are they fastened?
It depends on the location. Typically, most of the times they're iron staked in the ground and tied off with ropes. That's if the landlord will allow us to do that. We can actually drive those into asphalt, and it secures them pretty well. And then when they pull them out, they fill them in with the same stuff you do crack sealing with and seals it up. Some don't want that. They don't like the holes. So in those situations, they bring the big concrete, heavy barriers in and rope them off to that. That way they're secure because, you know, this we are in thunderstorm season, so we have to make sure we don't want them to blow away.
Sir, I wanted to clarify the location of the tent. When I look at the shape of the parcel, is the tent actually on parcel 88.12 or is it on 88.11?
It's technically on 88.11. I think if you go back to the other picture you had, you'll see. Yeah. What we strive to do is we negotiate the actual location precisely with the landlord so that they're happy that it's in a good location. Certainly we want to show it to you to make sure it's okay with you for site distance issues, accessibility issues. And then of course the tent company that erects the tent, these are all rented tents. So the company that comes out and erects it, that way they know precisely where to place the tent.
And I know Mr. Sharp is gonna follow up, but are you going to have a trailer or something for storage here as well, or just the tent?
You mean to store excess inventory, that type of thing?
Mm-hmm.
I think so on that one, and usually that's indicated by legend. I think it's on the next. Connex is what we typically will use. Now, what I'm trying to remember is sometimes we'll use a central connex for a few different locations.
Okay.
So I'm trying to determine if it's at that one, if it's one of the other ones. And I apologize.
I was just trying to determine if you were also going to have something on 88.12 as well.
And you have a full packet there, which I appreciate. Unless it's indicated on there, I don't think there is a connex.
Okay. I only saw the tent.
Okay. Yeah. Some we do, some we don't. We try to determine if it's needed.
Okay.
You know, and at the end of all this, they'll have what they call a backhaul location. They typically will locate like an ABF trailer, drop that off a few days before the tents close. And then, for example, this one, it's not at this one, it's at another location. They'll have to pack up whatever inventory is left, transport that to the central location. It's all loaded into a truck. So there may be three or four tent locations that the rest of their inventory is all accumulated and packed up into one of the ABF trailers to return back to the warehouse. They're all removed from site, the entire inventory.
Mr. Sharp, did you have something?
I do. One of the problems, Mr. Young, that we have, the application clearly identifies that it's gonna be on parcel 88.12.
Okay.
Which is, so that'd be the parcel there. Obviously it's kind of got that weird shape, not as much frontage on Cedar Neck Road there. But if it's going to be on 88.11, we have to re-advertise that.
Okay.
There's some pretty strong case law on that. It's one of the reasons why we're back here at night was because of a posting issue, which was on our end. But the posting was on 88.12, not on 88.11. So if you're telling us that tent is going to be on the other property, then we've got to start again.
Okay. So.
Now, if it's going to be on 88.12,
then we're good.
Well, we can certainly hear that, and we probably want a little more clarity on where it's going to be. I know Mr. Warfield caught that and brought it to my attention that there was perhaps a discrepancy. That's why we wanted to clear that up tonight.
Okay. Well, let me look at this here real quick, because I want to make sure that we can actually get it on that parcel. I believe we shifted to about to move that, and the tent. Certainly, we have the wherewithal with the tent rental company to, you know, have that readjusted if needed.
How many parking spaces does the tent take up?
Typically, what we do is, it's not much because, you know, typically most of our patrons are, you know, 10, 15 minutes in and out a good bit. They tend to know what they want. So we'll usually try to allocate 5 or 6 spaces for those. And again, it's a temporary location,
mm-hmm.
you know, just for...
So
about 2 weeks.
Yes, sir. I think 8812 brings another set of questions.
Yeah.
And that would be visibility on the corner. If your tent is going to be on Cedar Neck Road, then that entrance roadway, I would suspect, and you've just said it, you're going to take 5 or 6 parking spaces, that the tent may, don't know, I'm asking the question about line of sight on the corner.
Well, certainly, if can we go back to the other picture where it has the actual? So one of the reasons the tent location was chosen to be where you see it is so we'd be back off the road far enough so there wasn't a sight issue. We certainly don't want to block that when people are trying to pull out. Typically what we'll do with permission of the landlord is at the corner intersection there, we'll try to put a couple of temporary coroplast little signs up that say, you know, and they have the arrow indicating you can turn here to patronize the Keystone Novelties location. So we want to have it back farther than that. So obviously to get it onto the right parcel, that tent's going to have to shift, I guess, in that picture down. That rate, exactly. To make sure that it is on the right parcel.
So it'd have to switch, move down to where it says retail B, I guess?
I'm not sure you've got your space, sir. It looks like an island on the corner, right where the 3927 is.
We almost have to straddle that island or probably turn it.
Angle.
Yeah.
Angle it so it's not in the island in that corner to get it on the 8812.
Would you have to have permission from the owner of the property to locate it there?
Usually there's a little bit of flexibility that's negotiated with the tenant that has to be moved either for site distance issues or certainly to accommodate a situation that has come up with this. And of course we can change the size of the tent if we need to. So currently I think it's a 20 by 40. Is that what I think we proposed on that one? Is it 25 by 40?
20 by 40.
20 by 40, okay. Yeah, there it is. If we have to, we do in some locations have small, well, that one right there is smaller, a 10 by 20. If we have to make it smaller to make sure it can, you know, be on the correct parcel, then that's what we'll have to do. I have to say, it appears as though when this was originally submitted, perhaps that location was obviously angled up farther off onto the other parcel than it probably should be according to that diagram, that picture. So to make sure we're in compliance, we'll have to shift it, like you said, on down. If we have to make it smaller, then that's what we'll do.
Sure.
And just to clarify, there's no noise, lights, anything like that coming from the tent?
The lights are contained inside, and lights are only operated after dark. During the day, there's no need to operate lights. They're actually contained within the tent. There's usually 4 halogen lights, and they'll be placed in that one in the corners, and they'll point kind of up into the tent, so it'll appear like the tent's glowing versus pointed down, because we don't want to blind anybody. You know, these lights tend to be hot because of the old style halogen lights. They attract bugs and mosquitoes, so you know we try to get up higher so that way when the bugs are going to them. But you know, with the hours that this thing is operating, as you can tell, until 10 p.m. at the latest, you're going to have the lights on probably for the longest, maybe an hour and a half every night. And as soon as it closes down, they shut the lights off. This particular location, I believe, has power to it, so they're running an extension cord. So therefore, they're pretty quiet because we're not using a generator at that location. Some do require a generator. There's no way they only fire the generator up for the lights. But this one, I believe, we have power that we can plug into. That way, there won't be a noise issue.
And I think previously we had heard that the estimated traffic was about 3 cars per hour during the first week and about 10 cars per hour as you get closer to the sale. Is that still accurate?
That's still pretty accurate. One of the reasons that they like to put these tents up a little earlier, and this one, what they're indicating is hopefully by the 21st, which will be Friday, is more for visibility. It's so people can see it and know that it's there. They don't get a lot of the patrons aren't patronizing it that early. They're just kind of getting it in their head that it's there. It's also to get the clerks, because sometimes we have a lot of turnover with this, with clerks from year to year at times. So it gets them familiar with how to use the point of sale system, which is an iPad square system. That way they can kind of get up to speed, know how, get familiar with it before it starts getting busy. So very typically we'll have very, very light traffic in the first week, usually around the 1st of July, the 30th or the 1st, depending on how the day of the week falls is when it'll start picking up. And then you'll probably have 10, maybe even 12 per hour.
And then we've got here that the tent would be set up about 3 days prior to the sale and removed by July the 10th. Is that still the anticipated?
That's still the anticipated. What we always encourage and strive with our rental companies, obviously we only need it to be there by the 20th because the products will be delivered via truck and dropped by ABF shipper on the 21st. And, of course, they have to close by the 4th. So, for logistical reasons, sometimes the tent company, depending on their, what all tents they have to set up, not only for us but for other clients, sometimes they'll come in a few days earlier than that, and same with on the back end, collect it. We obviously want them, for our own application, we're not going to be in there after the 4th, so we want them to take it down, and certainly for the consideration of the landlord, we have that little bit of buffer because we don't know when they're going to be able to come and get it, but typically, a lot of times, they're in and out of there pretty quick because they have to redeploy that tent to another location and to another renter. So, but a lot of times, they want to try to get it at least there usually 2 days ahead. So I would imagine you'll probably see that tent going up probably by Wednesday, at the latest Thursday of this week, so it's ready to be opened on Friday the 21st.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Is that everything, sir?
Yes, unless you have any more questions.
We do. We'll call you back up.
Okay. Would you like to remain for the next hearing or just?
You can just have a seat.
Okay.
Yeah. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12941 for Keystone Novelties and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, we don't know exactly where they're going to put that tent. I would suggest maybe we just put a condition that it not be too close to that intersection. So maybe not within 50 feet of the Cedar Neck Road side of that parcel. Just keeps them away from that intersection. That's my suggestion.
Amber, how you like to make a motion?
I'd offer another one also. I think the owner of the property needs to verify in writing that they understand where the tent location is going to be, because we had a testimony that the tent location had been precisely negotiated with the owner, and what we found out tonight that's different. And so,
Maybe that the owner gives something to the planning and zoning office verifying they understand where it is.
Yeah. With that in mind, I would make a motion to approve the special use exception. I don't believe the location will substantially affect adversely the uses of the neighboring and adjacent properties with the conditions that the appropriate, I don't know where we get, where does the determination of 50 feet come from? And in terms of the corner, that the appropriate line of sight is obtained for the corner of Cedar Neck and whatever road that was, Bethany Loop, and that there is a written verification from the owner of the property agreeing to the location as determined or requested by Keystone.
Dr. Carson, I just want to verify, because there's a couple other things that they had asked on conditions, but before I get there, are you saying that it's got to be set back a certain distance from that intersection, or are you just saying that the landlord needs to submit approval consenting to the location of the tent on the property?
Does the county have a determining position on where that location would be?
I don't believe they do. Ms. Norwood, I don't think with tents we treat them like a setback what we know for a permanent structure. So I will say this, 50 feet, I'm just looking at that map there, mm-hmm. and you can see the 36.56. If you had to be away from the intersection 50 feet, that's probably going to put you away from that jut out area significantly,
yeah.
which I understand that.
You can see that it juts in 47 feet now. So that's where I came up with 50 feet from, basically that corner
Understood.
They can't put in. That was my idea.
Okay. So it would have to be kind of on the Bethany Loop yeah. parking area. Okay.
And I agree with that. I'm just concerned that this board's making a determination about tent location and the potential for liability that comes with that because we made that decision. But I'm in agreement.
So your motion is that you are moving to approve the tent because it will not substantially affect adversely the uses of neighboring adjacent properties. The landlord must submit, the applicant must submit documentation from the landlord consenting to the location of the tent on the property. I know we also previously had approved for time limitations.
My motion would be for 1 year. So that we can do this all again next year on the appropriate piece of land that I think you want to get to.
Mm-hmm. That's fine, yeah.
And would it be from operation from June 21 to July 4?
with setup days and breakdown days?
Correct, 3 days before and removed by July the 10th?
Yes, sir.
Second.
A motion and a second. Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Dr. Carson.
Aye.
And aye too. So a vote of 5-0, case 12941 for Keystone Novelties is approved.